Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has had another busy coffee day, not only in the morning, tasting the last of a Guatemalan coffee that I've received from an internet-based company in England, based in England, called Your Grind, who sent me a sample. And that was pretty lovely. But I'm not going to go into details right now about Your Grind, because my day continued. In fact, I went to Bermondsey, where Your Grind has their office, and I met with the founder, Stephen, and with the head of coffee, Nick, and we had a very interesting conversation. Suffice it to say that more information will come your way, will come Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's way very soon, and we're going to share this on the audio channel, of course. Then I had another cupping day, cupping afternoon with Nude Espresso, just off Brick Lane, very close to where the London Coffee Festival was last weekend. And it's always a delight to speak to Rich and to head master roaster Richard, two Richards there in charge of beautiful coffee at Nude Espresso. So that was a delight. We had some Costa Rican coffees, we had some Peruvian coffee, we had Kenyan coffee. Ah, the subtle differences, beautiful. And it's so good to hang out with these people who know so much about coffee. Then I've come home, and believe it or not, it's 6:30, 6:45 in the evening, and I still haven't finished. Because you may remember that yesterday I reported on the Grower's Cup, this new innovative way of drinking coffee on the go, which Ulrich, the head innovator behind Grower's Cup, has given me because I met him at the London Coffee Festival. And I've got a few different selections of coffees, I mean, from all over the show. And I'm staying with Guatemala. I started my day with Guatemala and I'm finishing my day with Guatemala. So this ground coffee in a bag, in a paper bag, you can catch up on what it all looks like if you go to the other booths from yesterday. And well, I'm here today to try to play a little bit with the parameters, because you can play with parameters as well as you can with other things. So the parameters we can play here is the water temperature, the amount of water you can put into that bag. Of course, it takes 0.5 liter, supposedly for 3 cups of coffee. You can put less in, you can't put really more. Well, you could put a little bit more in because the bag is big enough for you to put more in, but you might get a very watery coffee. Now, you can also play, as I said, with the water temperature. You can play with the brewing time. Now, Ulrich suggests, and at the back of this bag, you can read, first of all, a lot about the origin of the coffees. They're serious about sourcing good coffee. That we have to admit, and that we have to acknowledge. Then there is a suggestion of brewing time between 4 and 8 minutes. So what I've done is I brewed 5 minutes, and I continued the brew and I brewed for another 3 minutes to bring it to 8 minutes. Of course, there's less water in that second brew, so it'll be interesting to taste the difference. Now, one thing that I've also noticed is that the water temperature stays very long in that bag. That bag is not only made out of paper, it's insulated inside with some plastic and with the perforation that serves as the filter, of course. And the other genius thing really about this is that you can reseal the bag so no heat escapes. You can leave it open for a while if you want to catch it. You could do all sorts of things. You could still also pre-infuse if you want. Put it on scales and just put a little amount in just to wet the grinds. Of course, you can't have so much control as to the water not seeping through. So pre-infusion is not as accurate and not as good as you can do with, let's say, the AeroPress, where you can just stop it filtering through just by creating a vacuum. But it's a fun bag. Look, and I've started this brew before really letting these two coffees cool down to a good temperature, because they are still at, I'm putting my thermometer in as we speak, and the one that I took out at 4 minutes is still 62°C, and that is too much. This is gonna scald me. And the other one is at 65, so it's too hot to scald me. But stay tuned, because I'm going to report on what these extractions taste like.